for you. I love watching you and seeing you lie there next to me and being so close to me. I love the way your face is so relaxed and you don't have a care in the world. And I love I love that I can be this close to you and snuggle up right next to your ear. Right next to your back. So close. And you don't even know it. Because this is the only time where I can actually be close to you. Where I can pretend that it's like how it was before. When you're quiet and sleeping like this, dead to the world, I can think back and remember those first few days where we'd lay in bed and I'd be pressed up close to you. Or I'd try to press myself up close to you while you were sleeping. Because I always wanted to be close to you, to be touching some part of you. I can pretend it's like how it was before. I don't have to remember. I don't have to face the reality of how it is now. You're right here next to me. But you could be miles and miles away. Isn't it ironic? How we can be this close. Physically. But feel as if we're in other parts of the world. Lately, I feel like like a little meteor that used to circle around you. You're the one thing that just held me close. Not even with your arms or hands or anything. There was just something about you that made me want to be with you all the time. But now it feels like something's bumped me off of my path, or my little planet has shifted, and now I'm outside your orbit, and I can't do anything about it. I can only watch as I drift away. Or maybe it's you that's drifting away. Because I never want to leave you. But you're leaving me now. I wonder if you even notice. Of course I would notice. You're my everything. I've never been with anyone like you. I've never wanted to drop everything just to be with you. Forever and always. Before, always want to hold some part of me or have me near, but it's not like that anymore. Started off slowly at first, just little tiny things, but what I noticed first was how you'd become more quiet. You'd be talking. Remember before, we used to talk for hours, but then got tired. I was no longer interesting enough before. I thought I was so spoiled. I thought I was so fascinating. It's wonderful that you would pay so much attention to me, that you'd want to spend time with me and talk to me, spend all of our waking moments talking. But then, less and less. Physical contact. You didn't. Sometimes you'd let go of my hand when we were out, or when we were sitting on the couch together, our thighs just barely pressing, you'd pull away and get up or change your position. Just get up to say you're going to get something, but you wouldn't come back, or you just sit a little bit further. You wouldn't. The kisses became quick, almost like a little chore, a little task you had to do every day. Close. Or if I tried to hug you, you'd already start pulling away just as I'd start to wrap my arms around you. You'd hardly look at me. You'd hardly get that look. The one where our eyes would meet, and my stomach would do little flips, and the next thing I know, your hands would be on my hips, your lips against my neck, and then our lips touching. And we'd be bumping into all sorts of things as we tried to find the bedroom. Our hands tangled up in each other. Your fingers running up my back, under my shirt. The other hand tugging at my hair. My arms wrapped around over your shoulders. Just just needing you to be closer, just wanting you closer, closer. But now, it's like I'm just a potted plant, or some sort of piece of furniture that was interesting at first, but you realized it really didn't suit your lifestyle, or your style, or your... me attractive anymore? Was I too dull? Was I boring you? And I tried everything. I got my hair cut. I bought new outfits. I read about the news. I tried to learn more. I tried to cook you your favorite things. But it was useless. And I don't know what to do. You said before that I brought you so much joy in your life. But what could I do now? When I wasn't enough anymore. I thought it was my job to bring you joy. Nothing works. I can't do anything. I can't make you smile. I can't make you laugh. I can't even make you want me anymore. I feel like I should have known, though. I should have known this would have happened. When you first met, I was so overwhelmed. Why would you pay attention to me? I was nothing. Wasn't anything special about me. But as soon as you looked at me, I became special. And I should have known. I was so overwhelmed. I couldn't help myself. I've never felt like this before. It was like I was a little boat going out to sea. You beckoned and called me with the shimmering waves and the fresh, salty air and the deep blues and greens and the sound of the waves. Of course I would come to you. I couldn't resist you. But then as I got further and further out, away from shore, away from my little safe place, I should have known. Your love, it pulled me in like a riptide. I just didn't know it until I was out, stranded, in the middle of the ocean. That was you. Out in the vast expanse, with no idea where to go. All I knew was that you were there, and I was fine. than the waves. They'd build up and come down on me, and I'd be tossed and turned and almost drowned by you. I didn't even realize I was drowning until it was still again. And you left me. I should have known. The ocean doesn't care. The ocean just goes where it wants to go. Now I feel like I'm finally starting to see what you've been doing. I feel like now I'm finally being tossed back onto the shore, ragged, nearly dead. But I still want to jump in. I still want to feel you surrounding me, holding me, cradling me. I still want you even though it hurts. But I can't do that anymore. I've been so stupid, so selfish for so long. You don't know how hard it is to lay here right now and not kiss you all over, to not run my hands over your face, through your hair, down your back, to press my head against your chest, to feel your heart beat, to hear you breathing. Match my breath to yours. But I know that if I stand on the shore and feel that cool water lapping against my toes, my ankles, the next thing I know I'll just be diving in again and I'll be drowning again. Thought it was my job, but it's not. I can't be the one that saves you. You don't talk to me. You don't want me. So I need to stop. So I guess this is I just wanted to be here just for a little bit. Just one last time. One last good morning. One last I love you. One last moment of pretend that I'm yours again. That last night you loved me. That last night you held me. That last night you told me that you'd never let me go. That you'd never stop loving me. But that's only a fantasy. Last night, you came home late and you fell asleep. was awake that whole time. But you don't care anymore. And I have to stop. Because I care too much. And I shouldn't. And if I keep going on, I don't know. Good morning. How did you sleep? I love you. Know that I love you so much, darling. I'll miss you. Will you miss me? Well, darling, I'll see you later.